Chapter 11. Out. You ought to have some sleep, Elijah counseled gravely. Who can't go on forever? Daylight was tired, profoundly tired. Even his iron body acknowledged weariness. Every muscle was clamoring for bed and rest, was appalled at continuance of exertion, and at thought of the trail again. All his physical protest welled up into his brain in a wave of revolt. But deeper down, scornful and defiant, was life itself, the essential fire of it, whispering that all daylight's fellows were looking on, that now was the time, to pile deed upon deed, to flaunt his strength in the face of strength. It was merely life, whispering its ancient lies. And in league with it was whiskey, with all its consummate effrontery and vainglory. Meb you all think I ain't weaned yet? Daylight demanded. Why, I ain't had a drink, or a dance, or seen a soul in 2 months. You all get to bed. I'll call you all at 5. And for the rest of the night he danced on in his stocking feet, and at 5 in the morning, rapping thunderously on the door of his new partner's cabin, he could be heard singing the song that had given him his name. Burning daylight, you all Stewart River hunchers. Burning daylight. Burning daylight. Burning daylight. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.